This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Wallace pass faking down the lane, floats an alley-oop to Dub, who lands the thump of the night. Big two-hand raucous send-down.
0 for 1 on my entertainment scale for last night in the Western Conference as SGA recovers from a 2 for 13 first half to have Oklahoma City run away from the Timberwolves 114 to 88. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you here on 105.3 The Fan. We got an Ice Cube ticket giveaway coming up during the commercial-free expressway starting at 7:20. So it's 1-0 in the West. So we get started with the Eastern Conference tonight. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics are sniffing around our boy, are sniffing around the kid from Duke.
Weasels. Brad Stevens admits that he had a meeting with Cooper Flagg, the combine, the NBA draft combine. Mm. All right, they're talking to Cooper Flagg. Now, he did say, to his credit, will there be fireworks on draft night? I can't imagine, but then again, who knows? But even still, I'm a firm no. I'm a firm no on trading the pick. Firm no on Cooper Flagg. Okay?
No Jaylen Brown package?
That's the question. Because that's what the Celtics would probably wind up doing. Now, everyone's talking about the Celtics looking at this as kind of a gap year.
Yeah.
They're punting, right? They're going to punt on this year. You're not going to win a title without Jason Tatum.
Hear that, Bobby?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that dude has shown nothing that he can carry a team by himself, Chop.
By himself, no, he can't carry a team by himself. But, you know, it's they are like, the Celtics are like
the finals MVP? Who's the finals MVP?
I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's why Luka got traded, so don't brag about it too much.
So, you know, the Celtics, they do have, I mean, they've got a decision to make with some of their roster. People don't think they're bringing the same team back.
Yep.
But they are going to have a bit of a, like you said, a gap year and a reset. So, Jaylen Brown's 28. You know, it's not 32 like Anthony Davis or 34, whatever he is. I'm still a no.
But compare
that to Giannis, you know, what would you rather do?
Well, nothing. Neither of them. The number one thing Patrick DeMont needs to do is walk into Nico Harrison's office. And if he has windows in his office, he puts up a piece of paper that says 2 to 3. And then he puts up one that says 10 and take a big fat rock and smash the window that says 2 to 3. This Nico window needs to be a thing of the past, needs to be buried, needs to be finished and over with. Done. Over. Out of here. Boogie Cousins yesterday was on with Chandler Parsons being like, I still think that they traded for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant fits the 2 to 3 year window. Now, you want to see the arena burn down. Bobby's lip quivering on the fan cam just showed you what we would think of that. But two things we know about this offseason, we think. The Dallas Mavericks want and need a point guard, and the Boston Celtics have to blow things up. Otherwise, their payroll is going to reach around $500 million if no changes are made. So, HoopsWire, the internet, Bleacher Report throwing out a proposal. All right? This is not Cooper Flagg. Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington for Drew Holiday. You also throw out Dwight Powell and some picks or whatever. But it's basically Gafford, who wants to get paid like a starting center, PJ Washington, Drew Holiday to help fix your point guard needs, and defense wins championships.
Yeah, I like Drew Holiday.
You like him at 36 years old?
Yeah, that's the
thing. That's a little old.
Sorry, he'll turn 35 in June, and he's making $32.5 million.
Yeah, that is old. That is old, but it does fit. It does fit window-wise. And Gafford is not long for this place anyway because of the money, right? They've got Lively. It's the money. You can't keep everybody. It's cap league, right? The aprons and all that crap. So I don't have a problem with moving on from Gafford. You can find another PJ Washington. Drew Holiday is a, he's nasty.
He was nasty.
He's older.
I didn't notice him basically in the playoffs at all. 62 games for the Celtics this year. He averaged 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. 44% from the field, 35% from 3, 91 from the line, and again, 35.
Yeah, and he was getting crushed pretty hard for his performance in the closeout game. The Knicks closeout game, he shot 1 of 8 in 29 minutes and had 4 points and 2 turnovers. Now, like, he's still really good defensively, but he is older. He is declining offensively. And when you look at Drew Holiday, I was just having to look it up. I was like, I feel like he's been banged up a lot. And so I was just having to look. Over the course of his career, he averages about 63 games a season. So he's going to miss a quarter of the season just about every year.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've already got Kyrie coming back from injury. You've already got Anthony Davis, who is pretty injury prone. I mean, I don't know how much you want to build around that.
It's not an instant great feeling for me. So I would lean towards no and try to find my point guard somewhere else. But look, Boston may be talking to Flag because they can throw out, I haven't run this to any trade machine, but I could see Porzingis being moved.
Yep.
Holiday being moved. They paid Derek White. They absolutely love him. Porzingis did nothing. Like, he went back to old Porzingis with this mystery illness in the postseason. And then if you want to make a move that big, Jaylen Brown, at the age of 28, who was dealing with some injury himself, supposedly, in that series.
He was like, Porzingis in this playoff series hit the same stage that we did with Amari Cooper in Buffalo last year. We're like, is he out there? Like, where?
Yes.
How come he's not playing? Like, yes. If you look at his minutes in the series against the Knicks, 12, 13, 18, 24, 12, and 11. Like, he was basically out there for a quarter of the game.
And speaking of the draft, Shaquille O'Neal, sprinkling some salt that he probably sponsors. on the Ashley Neville show, he was telling a story that added to the Mavs conspiracy over the old commissioner David Stern talking to him before Shaq's draft.
I don't know if you heard this story, but in 1992, I think the draft was in June or something, I meet Mr. Stern in March. And he says to me, hey, no, you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to the side. You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot? He asked me that. Yeah, he did. He asked me that, and I was like, hot. And he smiled, and I smiled. And then a couple of days later, they had the draft thing and, you know, the top three things. And then Minnesota was number 3. I was like, and then Charlotte was number 2. And then Orlando, Florida was number 1. I was like, I didn't think anything about it. But, you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy theories, and you know, there's a lot of situations that could make these things sound good and sound true. Like, okay, Dallas gets rid of one of the best players, but oh, we're getting a new one. Ding, 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 ding. So I don't want to use the word conspiracy theory, but it's very interesting how it all played out.
So this is equal parts fascinating and dumb. So it is interesting that if David Stern really pulled Shaq aside, which I can't imagine why Shaq would just make that story up.
Yeah.
If David Stern really pulled him aside and even asked that question, like, quietly, it's like, what the hell are you doing? That does seem a little weird. What are you doing?
It could have been, though, like a conversation. So, what do you think? You want to live in a warm city or what do you
Yeah, but if it's like, here, come over here. Tell me, warm or cold. Like, that's a little weird. Now, the two best the two best odds to get the number one pick that year were Minnesota and Orlando. Yeah. Cold and warm. Minnesota's odds were 16% of getting the number one pick. Orlando's were 15%.
Yeah.
It's so like Orlando was right there as the number one pick. Now, if you want to continue to build on the conspiracy theory, though, the following year, the biggest long shot to ever win the NBA lottery was the following year when Orlando won it again. And they won it with a 1.4% chance. So if it's orchestrating things, then that was when Chris Webber was like, I'm not going to Orlando. And then they ended up trading the pick. But this is something where, yeah, I could see this. The David Stern, I could see him absolutely orchestrating things.
So Dan Patrick, who hosted NBA Sports Center, legendary radio host and all that stuff.
Texas politician, yeah.
He said that he was sat and he went to the commissioner's office like twice throughout his career. And one of the times he heard Stern screaming and yelling through the wall at a reporter. And when he went in there to talk about their business, David Stern was screaming at this reporter over a draft conspiracy. And he said, if you write this, I'm going to sue you. And he was mother effing this guy up and down this reporter, losing his mind and going ballistic. And then there was one other time when Dan overheard Stern letting someone just absolutely have it over a conspiracy theory. So if he was still alive, he would be absolutely disgusted and spit all over this.
Yeah, because we played that audio that day you're out when Rome asked him about the conspiracy and Stern's like, have you stopped beating your wife?
Greatest.
Remember that one? We used to play that drop all the time. It was like, have you started beating your wife yet?
He is the greatest commissioner in the history of sports. I love that man for how ballsy he was. And he would, to go from him to Adam Silver is just the most devastating drop.
All right, speaking of hoops, the WNBA was on ABC. Baseball was on ESPN, but a 35-point WNBA blowout averaged more viewers than Yankees-Mets combined with Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. 2.7 million for Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, 2.5 for Mets-Yankees. Now, the problem for the WNBA is, what are you going to do as a follow-up? When you don't have that game, what are you going to do? You can get Caitlin Clark's individual games, but that has continued to fuel the fire of Ryan Clark, RG3, over at ESPN.
It certainly has. And look, it is so... We are talking about, like, it's getting petty. The Ryan Clark, RG3 thing got petty to the point where ESPN staffers are wondering if they're going to have a suspension. But let's start. This is Ryan Clark on the Pivot podcast talking about RG3's comments about Angel Reese clearly having hatred for Caitlin Clark.
The one thing we know about RG3 is he's not having conversations at his home about what black women have to endure in this country, about what young black women and athletes like Angel Reese have had to deal with being on the opposite side of Caitlin Clark's rise and ascension into stardom. Now, when you look at it, I think Asia Wilson is the face of the league. Asia Wilson is the best player in the league. Caitlin Clark is the most important player in the WNBA. And a ton of her fandom has come along with some racial bias or some racial pieces to why people love her so much. And so now, if you're RG3, when is the last time within your household you've had a conversation about what she's dealing with? You haven't been able to do that because in both of your marriages, you've been married to white women. You haven't had opportunities to have those conversations to educate you on what they're feeling, what black women deal with, what they're seeing when they think of a young Angel Reese. And the whole time that he's mimicking Angel Reese and bobbing his head and moving his neck while he's doing this whole piece, his wife is in the back amening and clapping.
Damn.
Yeah. First of all, Asia Wilson's not the face of the NBA, WNBA.
I just discovered what Asia Wilson looks like. I just Googled her.
She is the best player in the league. You could be the best player in the sport is not necessarily the face.
Right.
All right. Joker is not the face of the NBA.
Right.
Asia Wilson is not the face. Asia Wilson is not even close. There's one person. That's it. It's a very clear. It's 100% Caitlin Clark and 0% anybody else. Nobody knows anybody else.
I mean, honestly, in terms of prominence, I think nationally more people are aware of Angel Reese than Asia Wilson.
Right.
And then taking it to RG3's marriages and saying just because you've married white girls gives you zero black perspective throughout all the other years that you've been living.
He does have a mother.
Yeah, he does. RG3 on the Pivot Pod responded.
all of you know there's a line in life that you just simply don't cross. Wives and children are always off limits. And Ryan Clark has sprinted past that line. Ryan Clark didn't like my sports take that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And that's fine. It's okay. It's part of the game. Sports media, I'm going to have an opinion. This person might not agree with it. That person might not agree with it. But what you don't do is turn around and personally attack me and my family just because you don't agree with a sports opinion that is purely based off the sport. I didn't make it personal. But what that really shows is just how low of a person Ryan Clark is. But Ryan, you crossed the line, man. You made it personal and some.
Sorry. And now people at ESPN, according to OutKick, want Ryan Clark dealt with?
Yeah, again, according to OutKick, before ESPNers want him suspended. That's what they tell OutKick. But look, whether or not they do that or not, ESPN doesn't like to... They kind of shy away from bickering. Even though RG3 is not with the company anymore, he was there for so long. They're scared of bickering. They don't want that. They're gonna shy away from this. What's gonna wind up happening is he might just not get put on SportsCenter or Get Up or First Take for a while. It's also not football season.
The Cowboys' offense will be top 10 this year. Trevor Lawrence has more pressure on him than Dak. And the Eagles will break the NFC East curse. These are NFL true or false from RJ Choppy next, along with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway as we go commercial free with the Expressway and Choppy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Put up after this. We have an Ice Cube ticket giveaway to hook you up with for turning it on, leaving it on as we go commercial free in the Expressway. We'll preview the Western Conference Finals Game 1 tonight at the AAC with Sean McDonough, the voice of hockey for ESPN at 8, and Brett Boone from New York to talk about that Ranger offense at 9:20 on your home of the Rangers as they lose 5-2 to Aaron Judge in the Bronx. Sean, RJ, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt for an RJ Choppy edition of NFL True False.
True or False in the National Football League this year, just in general. Brock Purdy, who just got that new fancy new contract.
53 per.
Will not get a second big contract from San Francisco.
Easy one for you, Bobby.
Well, because the only thing I don't know is, like, I mean, if they don't achieve what they're supposed to achieve, and if they blow out Shanahan sometime in the next 4 years, are they going to just blow out? Are they going to do a reset? That's the only factor I can't know. I think he's going to be good enough. I think he's going to perform at a high level. He's a top 10 quarterback, like, pretty solidly. And so I think he's going to be deserving of it. The one factor I just can't account for is, does Shanahan actually get this thing blown up? So, but otherwise, I will say he will have earned one, and so I'm going to lean to the side of they keep him there.
So your question is, will he get like another big money one?
Yeah, like will he have another big money one with the Niners?
I'll lean towards yes. I like Purdy. I disagree with Gavin Dawson's assessment as we were walking in to Cowboy. I'll never forget that.
The greatest line.
Who do you compare?
Brian Hoyer. He's like 10%, but he goes, he's 10% better than Brian Hoyer.
So that was Dawson while we were walking into Cowboys practice. I will say true. He gets another Dak-like deal.
Yeah, I'll say true as well. I like him as a player. I think he's really, really good. I agree that the caveat with that would be is if they blow out Shanahan. But...
Well, we could just make it a second big contract in the league, whether it's with San Fran or not. If he's good enough, he'll get the second deal.
Which I think he absolutely will. And I mean, I'll say this. I think that by the time this contract expires, we're not going to have any disagreement in this room about whether he's what one he of is. The top quarterbacks or not.
Even without this year, Debo, Ayuk feels like a humongous question mark there. Kittle's getting older, even though they gave him the new money. Who are their receivers? Is it Pearsall?
It's Ricky Pearsall. It's Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk. And then, I mean, Kittle. But yeah,
what do you think of those wideouts?
I mean, they're all good to varying degrees and for varying roles. But I mean, yeah, it's the question is, can Ayuk be an actual number one receiver now? If he's an actual number one receiver, everybody else falls into their roles properly. But I think regardless, Purdy sees the game so fast and sees it at such a high IQ level that I think that they're going to reap the benefits of it.
All right, true or false, the Eagles will break the NFC East curse.
How many years in a row?
20.
The last back-to-back champion was 2003-04.
So 20?
So the last time we had a back-to-back champion was George W. Bush had not been elected for a second term yet. Kurt Schilling's bloody sock happened. Like, that's all. I mean, we're talking about over. It's old enough to drink now.
Yeah, I think Wolchuk, he has the sock as a memorabilia item. How many? Here's a follow-up question. How many times have you gotten this question wrong?
20 years.
Every year you think it's going to get broken?
Basically. I thought the Cowboys were going to do it last year. They were going to do it the year before. I never predicted a Washington one would win. I mean, Washington. Yeah. Well, I just looked. Washington has won. I think Washington has won 3 NFC East championships. Yeah, they have. Since the last time the Giants won.
Won the Super Bowl?
No, won a division.
Oh, the division.
The Giants have won, I guess, 2 Super Bowls in the last 15 years or 20 years. But they haven't won an NFC East since 2011. The Washington Commanders.
Pisses.
Have won 3 NFC East titles since the Giants last won.
All right, Bob, start us off. True or false?
We're going to say this is
because now you got Washington false. To throw in the mix here.
You do.
Yeah, false.
That Philly will repeat.
Philly will not repeat.
Will not repeat.
Mm-mm. Nope. I think that they're going to... I think a lot of the good fortune they had with Saquon Barkley's health. I think the unknown factor of are Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts going to get along consistently. I think those are too many wild factors in existence right now, and you don't have the best offensive coordinator in the NFL anymore. So, no, I think I'm going to lean towards right now. I would say Washington is the favorite for the division.
I'll agree because I'm throwing Dallas and Washington in the mix. If it was just maybe the Cowboys or just Washington, I would say that Philly repeats, but I will go with history again and hope for history repeating itself, and one of the other two will win the division.
I mean, this we do every year. This feels like it's the year. It just does. I don't buy Washington, but I've been wrong too many times.
You don't buy Washington because
I think Washington's very much like Houston was last year. Like they're still a good team, but they'll have a little step back.
Does Jaden Daniels?
I mean, Debo there is going to be, I think, really, really
but,
good.
But, I mean, didn't Houston bring in Stephon Diggs last year? So they added him.
They got hurt.
Well, I mean, Debo get hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
Houston had a lot of injuries, though. Houston lost Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs. Like, they kept getting hit with injuries.
Do the legs of Jaden Daniels make a CJ regression less likely? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more likely with a drop back versus a guy who can just run around when things break down.
I think it does. The regression's less likely for sure.
Yeah, that is something where you're always going to be a weapon, regardless of if you're throwing well or not. And so, yeah, that helps them a lot because CJ's not going to do anything on the ground.
All right, next one. Nick Sirianni will not survive to see the end of the contract extension he just signed.
How many years was it? It was like I think it was 4.
Yeah.
So like yeah, that. No, he doesn't see the end of that deal.
Woo.
He's too difficult a personality. Like he's gonna rub somebody the wrong way. Like he's going to have issues. And so yeah, no, he doesn't see the end of that contract.
I'll agree. You guys are on to something that the rest of the media world is not talking about with your hurt Sirianni whispers. Both of you guys have been talking about it in commercial breaks. You're starting to say it on the air a little bit. Would they choose Sirianni over Hurts if Jalen doesn't continue to keep getting better as a passer? But you guys keep putting this in my ear about Hurts and Sirianni, and the rest of the world's not talking about it.
That is interesting because that would be one of the few times where they choose the coach over the quarterback. It doesn't happen all that often, but if Hurts doesn't improve as a passer, then I think it is in play.
Look, I'm not totally sold all in on Hurts yet. The thing that Hurts has shut me up on is in these big games, he balls out better than anybody else.
He does. Yes, he does.
His Super Bowl numbers are stupid.
Yeah, he had a great game and a loss. He had a really obviously a great game in the win. So he's been big in big moments, and that's from a quarterback perspective. I mean, that's what you want, obviously. You
know, I mean, Doug Peterson got fired 2 years after they named a street after him or something. Like, yeah. I mean, they don't have patience in Philly.
It's Philly. This is what they do. I don't think he sees the end of this.
Oh,
now the question is, like, where does he go after? Does he? Because he's so market specific.
Gosh, East Coast? Where else does that play? Giants?
Giants, Jets?
Something like that.
That's it. Maybe does it play in D.C.? You know, like it's still kind of northeast. But yeah. We'll see. The Cowboys offense will be in the top 10 in points per game this year.
True. I'm in. Top 10 in points per game. In. True.
I feel like
other excuses? What else does your boy need? I mean, you got everything surrounding him. There you go.
I feel like they're. Well, I mean, the other question is just: can he stay healthy? Because he hasn't for 5 years.
I tried to pick a fight. But didn't happen.
I'm gonna say true, but I do think they're borderline. Like I think we're looking at they're gonna be anywhere from like 8 to 12
because of the health. What if I told you he plays all the games? What if I told you he plays 15 games?
I was going to say, I'm going to assume just he's going to miss 2 games. And so with assuming he's going to miss 2 games, I'm going to say that in general, they're going to figure out how to manage him and understand like, all right, we're taking a certain approach with him health-wise. Then with that approach, I'm going to say he misses 2 games total, and then they finish right around top 10.
Denver was 10th in points last year.
Oh, my God. Really?
25 a game. I was surprised, too. And then there was a point-and-a-half drop-off to 23.5 by the Chargers and the Cardinals. So I'm going to believe that the Cowboys get around 25 points a game, and they will be a top 10 offense. I'm in.
Do you know what Dallas averaged last year per game?
20
Okay.
20 points.
Wow.
But You didn't have your quarterback. They were stinking it up, I know, to begin the season. I get all that. And yesterday, one of the major reasons for me saying this was George Pickens. CeeDee Lamb is giddy. Just giddy about George. And at OTAs, Bobby was out there. He talked about what he loves so much.
A tall figure, obviously. His ability to go up and get the ball at the highest point is amazing. I don't think anybody in the league that can really, I mean, he's up there with the guys in the league, you know, as far as 50-50 balls, deep threat, anything as far as running routes, it's pretty good. It's good to see.
And then you have Dak Prescott talking about his thoughts on the deal.
Look at that guy's tape. You see what he does, the kind of receiver that he is. He's going to win the one-on-ones. He can win two versus one if he has to. Very, very talented guy. When you can add him alongside of CD and the rest of the weapons that we have, I'm super excited.
How did you find out about the trade, and what was your initial reaction?
Pretty funny, I guess. I was actually away from my phone for a couple hours and go back to like 6 missed calls from Jerry's assistant. So had no idea, literally no idea what it could have been about. And actually a voicemail from Jerry. Hey, I got some good news I want to share with you. So I called him back and he was excited. And he was just telling me that it happened, that it'd be released either later that night or in the next morning. And yeah, just a lot of excitement from the both of us.
Can you do that Jerry voice again?
No.
Jerry and the secretary leaving the news.
So, yeah, because typically, and I mean, behind the curtain over here, when we get the call from Jerry here at the station, it's his assistant. We'll call and kind of patch him through. But I do think that that speaks to Jerry's level of excitement about stuff like this, is that he's blowing up Dak's phone to go like, I got to tell Dak. I got to let Dak know we got him a weapon. He's going to be so excited.
Your answer to it, Choppy, Cowboys will have a top 10 offense, true or false?
I think it's true. It's borderline. It's going to be somewhere in that 8 to 15 range, or 12 range.
Well, why can't they score 28 a game? They did a few years ago.
So, I mean, because there's a lot of concern. The questions about, you know, how good will the O-line be? You know, like, will those guys hit?
Yeah.
Because they are, I mean.
Actually, a couple years ago, they scored 30 a game to lead the league. And Tyler Booker starting off at right guard yesterday.
Yeah, he was with the first team at right guard yesterday. Now, when you look at them scoring, by the way, there was a stretch there over the course of about 4 years where they were scoring 40 points a game at home about once every other game. Mm-hmm. How many times do you think they scored 30 points at home last year?
Once.
Zero. Their season high was 27 against the Giants.
Ugh. Now, the one thing that throws me for a loop here is they do have a tough schedule. And the Cowboys, they have had that narrative of they feast on
the East,
on the lower, lesser teams. They destroy the lesser teams, and then they don't struggle. It's not like they lose to the good teams. They don't score the same amount of points. That's normal. But I think they will. I think they will have a top 10 offense or close to it. Next one. Mike Vrabel will get the Pats to the playoffs in year one.
Ooh.
No. That's not happening.
There's a lot of optimism in New England right now. It's very strange. Boston's not an optimistic city.
Yeah, that's not happening. I don't think. You look at the fact that
Drake May's your boy.
I like Drake May. Buffalo, but you've also hired somebody like Vrabel to work with him, which is not necessarily a quarterback's best friend.
Well, you got Josh McDaniels.
You got that. So, I mean, hopefully he's not just a complete psychopath. But no, I think that when you look at the fact that they've improved, for sure, they're not better than Buffalo. I don't know what Miami's going to be, but they're not winning the division. That'll be Buffalo. And then when you look at all the different teams, I expect Cincinnati's going to rebound. Cincinnati will be a better team. Pittsburgh's always hanging around. The AFC North in general is going to threaten to put three teams in the playoffs every year. So, yeah, I just crowded wild card field. No, I don't see them being good enough to rise above that.
I'll say false that they don't make the postseason. But that cancer, Drake May, they're trying to blame it on my guy Joe Milton.
That's right, baby.
It's really Drake May and his insecurities there. So, no, they don't make the playoffs.
I don't think they will either. Ben Johnson will have a bigger impact on Caleb Williams than losing him will negatively affect Detroit.
That's a two-pronged
I think I worded
question.
That poorly.
The impact,
growth of Caleb will be a bigger impact than Detroit falling off.
I think we are going to be, because expectations are so high, when you set them so high, it's usually really difficult to hit it. I think people are going to come away year one talking about Ben Johnson as a disappointment.
Ooh.
Not for any other reason than just they've set the expectations way too high. It's just this guy is God's gift to coaching.
Bill Walsh.
And it's going to be really hard to execute that. So, I mean, I think he'll be fine, but I think ultimately we're going to look back and be like, all right, we all kind of overreacted to Ben Johnson.
I'll say that Ben Johnson does have the impact, so I will disagree with Bobby. And it's more in my confidence in the Lions' weapons being pretty similar. So they won't have the big drop-off.
They're veteran enough. They're kind of on cruise control a little bit.
Maybe. So I will say that's the reason we'll see Caleb jump.
I agree. I think the impact will be bigger on Caleb than the loss will for Detroit. All right, last one. Trevor Lawrence has more pressure on him this year than Dak Prescott.
I guess that just depends on how you're going to define pressure in terms of legacy pressure or how your career will be defined. It's probably still Dak, I think. In terms of,
because Trevor has more time.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor's got time to correct this. He's in Jacksonville. I think a lot of people still view Jacksonville as a black hole. But I mean, there's definitely more pressure on, like, you've been paid now. Like, we're paying you for what we think you're going to do. You need to start doing it. And so, again, I guess it depends on where it's going. I'm going to say no. Dak's got a lot of pressure. Dak had a massive hand in picking the head coach here in Dallas, who's got a ton of pressure on himself. So that on its own kind of ties to Dak right there. And then there's just what he does on the field. I think there's a lot of pressure on Dak this year.
I'll say false. More pressure on Dak, usually always, because of the first fake shows.
There's always more pressure on Dak. Yeah. Trevor can, Dak can help his leg. Trevor, though, like if Trevor were to go to a Super Bowl, because of where his legacy started, like he started on third base in the NFL, right? Like being the number one pick, the golden boy. If he gets there, that helps his legacy a lot. Obviously, it would help Dax a lot too. But people think that Trevor, or thought at one point, Trevor had a chance to be the best quarterback in the league. No one ever thought Dak had a chance to be the best quarterback.
Trevor was supposed to be football LeBron. Like he was just such a certainty. People were talking about after his freshman year, he should be in the NFL. And he's just not lived anywhere close to up to it.
NFL true or false, hump day edition. Hump day. During the commercial free expressway on Sean and RJ, we're going to chop it up after we hook you up.
Today was a good day. That's right, Tolos. Right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to see Ice Cube at Dickies Arena on Thursday, October 2nd. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to see Ice Cube at Dickies Arena on Thursday, October 2nd. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Thank you, Ross. The great Sean McDonough. Preview Stars Edmonton at 8 o'clock here on The Fan. Brett Boone from New York at 9:20. Right now, let's go ahead and chop it up.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Liver King. Remember this idiot?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The Liver Primals. King. This is the giant dude, the influencer who said, I got this physique, this stunning physique, by eating this barbarian caveman diet that consisted of animal liver, testicles, fertilized chicken eggs, workout routines, bench pressing hundreds of weights underwater. Like, that's what this guy said.
When did you guys know that he was a fraud? Because I just
I saw his photo.
When you saw the photo?
Yeah, his name is Brian Johnson, not the AC/DC singer.
And not the Commanders quarterbacks coach. Absolutely. Not him either. Yeah, I mean, when I saw his tan or whatever he had, the bronzer that he wears, I was like, yeah, this dude is not legit.
Because I just assume if you ate all that, like, I was like, okay, it's all protein.
It is.
And then raw protein, so he's caught up.
He's caught up, right? He is. He looks great. But he has his millions of followers. They're known as Primals.
Primals.
Okay. They're obsessed with his every move. He claimed he got this Greek godlike physique while following this insane diet and intense exercise. But, you know, and he said, like, his kids were in poor health. They switched to an organ-based diet. It cured them. So a lot of people bought into this. Well, you know, he got a $300 million empire that he built. And it come to find out that leaked emails, they found out he was spending $11,000 a month on PEDs. I'm going to say it again, $11,000 a month. So Netflix, Untold, is doing a documentary on this near 50-year-old marketing genius, they're calling him. He knows what the audience wants and how to sell stuff. So Untold, the Liver King.
You know, I would be interested in watching. The thing, I can't watch it because I won't be able to watch the raw meat being consumed. That will gross me out.
It's disgusting.
I would want to learn about him, the techniques, the lying, find out what a fraud he is. But I'm not going to be able to watch. It's kind of like watching those supersized documentaries. Mm. I couldn't watch that. I don't want to see it.
No.
I don't want that in my mind and ruining fast food for me. I won't be able to watch all the raw meat and all of it being consumed, which I assume will be. So I don't think I can do it.
I can't do it. I can't watch the raw meat.
It was right down your alley. It's a spirit animal of yours.
It is a spirit animal of mine, but I don't know. I don't like watching people eat anyway. I'm with you on the supersized me, and anytime I see someone. You know, they're these cooking influencers or these food influencers.
Fraud, by the way, the Super Size Me guy.
Was he?
Yep.
So the food influencers, they show you the food, they squeeze it, and then they take a bite, and it just drools down their face. And it's like, you know what? Now you've ruined the entire thing. I'm never going there.
But the other reason I'm confused as to why you won't watch Liver King, because you said watching the butcher.
I do. I do like watching the butcher stuff. But there's not blood.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's butchering. It literally is the bloodiest thing almost you can do.
It's frozen at this point. It's frozen.
Oh, okay.
It's frozen at that point.
There's more blood there. I've seen the video. Have you never seen the videos at all of him eating it? Or like when you've avoided Liver King? So you've not even seen one? Okay, so it's not like when he bites into it, it's just like gushing. It's just, it looks like he's eating raw meat. It's like he's picking up a raw steak and eating it, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could deal with that.
But the hacking and the butchering and the...
Yeah. It's just awful. He has his kids do it. He like makes, and you can see them just like
they're eating.
Yeah, but you can tell they're like being, they're very much Patty Hearst. Like they are not willing participants. They're being duped.
Chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you schedule relations?
Dude,
they're an ovulation.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. That's the toughest part.
That's it.
The toughest part. You got to be able to perform on command, and you know. It doesn't always work on command. It does. It doesn't, you know, BlueChew.com, promo code RJ.
No. The answer is no. You don't schedule it. To me, that, like, and this is a something I think that the older you get, so this has been a discussion before on Ask Reddit or other things. Like, we haven't used it, but like when you look in the comments section, it's people who do will say, like, it's the greatest change we ever made in our marriage. It was the most impactful thing, brought us closer together, it helped, blah, blah, blah. And then the people who don't try it are just like, you're taking any sort of like spontaneity, like you're turning it into a chore. Like you're turning something into like that's on a to-do list and a checklist. That's more how I feel about it. Like it becomes a checklist item.
Yeah, we don't schedule. Now 14% of couples schedule. 14%. Now, like Jenna Bush Hager, she admits that her and her husband do this.
Oh.
Amy Schumer is in the same. Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
A Bush appointment.
Right. They picked Wednesday, hump day.
The Lachey's picked it?
They use hump day as their ritualistic romp day. So
what happens, though, if she's, you know, not able?
How open are Amy Schumer's calendar dates?
I don't know.
If she's scheduling, I'm sure there's a lot of open dates.
Is that?
That's mean.
That's a mean joke? That's a very mean-spirited Bobby. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, unless you're cool with that. Some people are cool with that, right?
Okay, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. But 14% of couples, we don't. I feel like it loses the spontaneity. I think half of that when you're with somebody over and over and over again, that you want some spontaneity to it and scheduling it, penciling it down. It's like, hey, you know, it's Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, but we got.
I remember when you used to tell me about your ovulation stories. They were the best.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Or to get held at gunpoint.
Not quite gunpoint. Serrated edge point. Okay. I needed gunpoint, but.
Those were the best.
It was.
I needed
not
to.
From my perspective.
That's right.
I needed to be more aware of the ovulation calendar recently. So. I don't know. I got to wait 12 days. We'll see. Or something like that.
Are you trying again?
No. Was not trying, sounds but I realized, like he, oh, that synced up.
Sounds like he done tried it.
Oh, I see.
So what? I was not as aware of the ovulation. I guess she was.
I've got the trick to make a boy.
I know. I've heard.
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's in the oven.
Yeah. We're waiting to see
if the souffle has risen. Oh.
No, nobody tells me a thing. No,
this wasn't like a planning thing. It was like more like
I wasn't going to put his baby business out there.
Nobody tells me anything anymore.
She was like, when was the last day? And I was like, I don't know. And so then I looked up one of those calculators. Was like, oh, that's today. This is peak. This is peak season today. So I don't know. What's your gut feeling?
Like,
no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My thought is no. Okay. But I mean, I literally have no science to back that up. I'm just guessing.
Good luck. So Peyton yesterday talked about a TikTok trend. This is another TikTok trend. This is one that is burning the feet of women. So the latest TikTok DIY fashion trend is taking flip-flops and then taking these, the thumbtacks, the metal ones, not like, the I guess they're called push pins or whatever, the metal thumbtacks and putting them around the border of your flip-flop. On the side and on the top, two rows on the top. Well, the problem is because it is now warm in about half the United States.
Yeah.
And women are going to the pool or the beach and they're putting their flip-flops on and these metal things have been baking in the sun and they're burning their toes.
But why are they putting them in the sandal?
It's
an aesthetic
style.
You know, okay, so it's for look.
Yeah, it's a style.
To put thumbtacks around it.
Yeah. Right.
Why doesn't a sandal designer just put silver circles around
it? Yeah, and why does it have to be a thumbtack? Why, like, do they not make just like I would think arts and crafts stores have it, some sort of bead or something that looks like that you could just glue onto the bottom of the shoe? Because this is also like, as it gets warmer, isn't it going to puncture through?
Every week, I'm living the adult version of TikTok and these influences. My last night's dinner was a TikTok meal. She's coming home with like watermelon iced tea. This martini thing has taken over. There's a martini craze that's happening. So now she wants to make all these martinis. So I'm living the adult version of these TikTok things.
We need to give Amanda a what's on TikTok segment.
There we go. I'm down with that.
I'm scared of her personality. She probably could deliver, but I don't know.
If you're one of the people who did follow this is a fashion influencer. Wait for the name, Izzy Poopy.
Is he poopy?
Izzy Poopy. If you're not happy because you've burned your toes off, blame old Izzy. Chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. You mentioned the martinis, the teeny teenies.
Oh, man.
Well, they are shrinking in general. Martinis across the country have been shrinking because of, as President Trump called it, the fat shot drug. That's what he called it in that thing the other day. The fat shot drug.
Ozempic?
Because of Ozempic, people's stomachs have shrunk, and they're also not as, like, I think one of the side effects, is that you're not as appetized to drink.
Okay.
On some of these weight loss shots. And because of that, people still want to go out, but they're shrinking the martinis because that's all the craze. And now you're still paying the same price for these teeny teenies, and it's all because of the fat shot drug.
I've never drank a martini.
Oh, really? This is made for you.
They're fantastic.
They're made for you.
It is absolutely made for you.
I think
you.
I just always think martini and I think olive, and I hate olives, and so I just naturally
stayed away
from it.
You don't have to get them dirty. You can get them without the olive.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Sarah hates olives.
This is made for you. The number one greatest ripoff in going out is no longer a steak. It's not food. It is cocktail prices.
Yeah.
They're insane. Someone has to put a stop to this. $18 drinks, $17 drinks, a cocktail. And then they come in those little stupid glasses. They try to sell you on them being cute with these little martini, little, give me the big wide martini glass.
Yeah.
You know, not your little cute, like the rim comes over and it's a little bulb or whatever. It's a ripoff. It's criminal what these cocktail prices are. I can't stand it.
They're out of sight.
And
man,
I want a mixed drink, and then you feel like if you drink it quick, you're the alcoholic who's all of a sudden getting the second one, and then you're like five in, and you are $100 deep into the bill off of four cocktails.
So when I used to go get like a drink, I still go get them, but you know,
well, yeah, when you used to.
But last night, I always used to order them short. Like if I got a gin and tonic or a vodka, I would get them short.
Yep.
Right? Short glass. Just get them in a big, you get them in a tall glass, right? And it's like you get more, you're not drinking them as fast.
They're just, I don't like them tall because they taste watered down.
They do taste watered down. But, you know, if you're driving, just it'll take more time to drink one. And then you don't feel like you're just rushing through these things.
Cocktail prices, dude.
They're out of sight.
Cocktail prices.
They are out of sight. Have you paid attention to these escaped inmates in New Orleans? Have you paid attention to this story at all?
Through your emails.
So 10 of them. 10 inmates escaped out of the back of the toilet.
Oh.
They moved. They
Joel Osteen.
Somebody got arrested, and one of the guardsmen got arrested for helping. So it was an inside job, but they were able to remove their toilet sink. It's like a one big unit. And behind there, they were able to get through some kind of opening in the back, and they escaped. So 10 of them escaped. They have now caught 5. All right. The other 5, they believe, are still within the city limits.
The other 5 are going to realize they escaped in New Orleans, and they're like, no, I'm going to turn around and run back.
Like, oh, yeah, it was cleaner in there. Yeah. They did the actual Andy Dufresne. They crawled through a mile of S.
Now, how did they catch one of them? A guy by the name of Kendall Miles. He decided to go on Instagram Live after escaping from prison. And they were able to find him through location tagging and all that crap, context clues as to where he was, and they captured him. Like, that is gotta listen.
Brilliant.
It's a
social media. No one can stay away.
You can't stay off.
It's a drug.
You are an escaped prisoner. Everyone is looking for you, and you get on Instagram Live. Couldn't be me.
So they just track like your address, like your location, and you're done.
He may have been outside. Oh, there's a street sign. There's Rue Day, whatever they call it in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Was he like doing like, we out here, we're on like 5th and 7th or whatever.
They caught him. So they've caught half of them now.
Chopping it up every hump day during the commercial-free expressway. Congrats to whoever won the Ice Cube tickets. And we have those giveaways tomorrow and Friday. But we have game one tonight, 7 o'clock, AAC, Western Conference Finals. We preview with the man who has the call of Stars Oilers, the great Sean McDonough. Joins us next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.